Tribes, chapter 14. You'll have to invite that nice boy home for tea some night, Kevin. Kevin looked at his mother, puzzled. What nice boy? The one who saved the day at our line dancing display, she giggled. Oh, listen to me, I'm a poet. Glory laughed too. His name's Salon, and we're inviting him home. Oh dear, I'm a poet too. Kevin had long ago decided all his family were candidates for the funny farm, but this was worse than usual. Poetry at Sunday breakfast. It was too much. I'm not inviting him home, he said. You lot embarrass me. Glory looked offended. Salon likes me. He thinks you're an idiot. Nothing fazed Glory. He said I was brilliant. A brilliant idiot, Kevin said. Glory turned to her mother. I'll ask him. That was the last straw. No, you will not. Okay, I give up. I'll ask him. Better if he asked him than Glory did, or even worse, Honey Sue in her Western outfit. His dad had been sitting reading the paper, apparently oblivious to their conversation. Some chance. He peered over his glasses. Who are those boys you were with yesterday anyway, Kevin? Just friends. Salon, Doc, Torrey, he replied. Glory, of course, had to open her big mouth. They're the tribe, Dad. They're the top gang around here. Kevin's one of them now. She let out an ouch as Kevin kicked her under the table. Would she never learn how to keep quiet? A gang? Dad put down his paper. He looked worried. You're in a gang, Kevin. Even the kick hadn't taught Glory a lesson. I don't know how he got in, Dad. The tribe is dead cool. And look at our Kevin. He's a nerd. Who are you calling a nerd, dog breath? Right, that's enough. His dad sounded angry. Kevin, you always said you wouldn't get caught up in any of these gangs. You were too sensible. It's different from what you think, Dad. They're not really a gang, like the kind of gangs you mean. It didn't sound convincing, even to Kevin. Yes, they are. They were the first gang, and they're the best. Glory glared at him as she said it, daring him to kick her again. He almost did. Kevin, I don't like the idea of this at all. Kevin stood up. He was out of here. I promise, Dad, it won't change me. You saw for yourself today. They're nice guys. We just have fun. They're my friends. And what about Tommy? His dad asked. I didn't see him there today. No, he wasn't. At first, Kevin was going to make excuses for Tommy, feeling guilty that you hadn't even asked him to come. Then he changed his mind. He should have been there. He was more sure of himself now. He knew I didn't want to go. He could have been there with me. But the tribe came, and if it hadn't been for them, the whole day would have been a disaster. He didn't want to hear any more. He knew his dad still wasn't happy about the situation. Probably never would be. Look, I've got to go. His mother called after him. Don't forget to invite that boy. So he did. Later that day, as they sat outside the video shop munching chips. Tea at the Davidsons, Salon said, a big smile on his face. Sure thing. Sounds great. Kevin was surprised and pleased. He'd expected him to laugh outright. Do you mean it? Sure. I think your family's brilliant, Kevin. Wait till you meet mine, the family from hell. He spat out a chip, and suddenly, though he was still smiling, the smile wasn't in his eyes any longer. The family from hell? What could he mean? I'll try and have Glory kidnapped for the night, Kevin promised. She's bound to put you off your food. Salon shook his head. No, don't do that. She's so funny, and she doesn't even think she's been funny. She kills me. You don't have to live with her. They were still laughing when Torrey, Doc and some of the others joined them. So what are we going to do about the rebels? Torrey asked. We don't have to do anything, do we? Kevin's anger had long ago subsided. He couldn't imagine now why he'd been so determined on vengeance in the first place. I mean, we should be thanking them. Because of them, it turned into a brilliant day, and my parents think you lot are the Magnificent Seven. They were all looking at him as if he were mad. Doc spoke first. We let them off with this, they think they can get away with anything. We've got to show them we're the tops, Torrey said. Salon's voice was solemn. Kev, they tried to ruin your parents' display because you're one of us now, one of the tribe. And if anyone hurts one of the tribe, they hurt us all. Remember the oath? We stick together no matter what. Kevin didn't want revenge. Something deep inside told him whatever they did would be dangerous and futile and stupid. But the tribe had been there for him when he needed them. Now it was his turn, his chance to prove that he was worthy to be one of them. All right, he said at last. What are we going to do to them? Salon grinned. I've come up with a brilliant plan.